This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying.
Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show straight, Roland Martin. Roland
weekday Martin. Mornings, Roland Martin, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Sybil J, we're chatting with former Ambassador Andrew Young today. Today is the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's Nobel Peace Prize speech. And so we're going to be playing snippets of that throughout the show. Probably one of his most remarkable speeches that people often overlook when accepting the award on behalf of the civil rights movement.
And a lots man who's got some of the best conversations and memories
of oh my
that
God.
Whole time.
Yes, those you can use on air and on.
True.
Yes,
Andy
indeed.
Young, he's the best.
Yes, indeed. Lots of conversation, obviously, these days when it comes to the issue of race. One of the things, USA Today came out with their poll yesterday showing a majority of Americans believe that the officer who killed Eric Garner should have been indicted. That has led to so many other different stories that folks are talking about. And so you talk about a perfect time for Ebony Magazine to drop their State of Race in America report. Joining us right now is the editor-in-chief, Mitzi Miller. Mitzi, how you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Mitzi.
Good to chat with you. So Ebony, in the December issue, lays out the State of Race in America report, dealing with a variety of areas, whether it's education, entrepreneurship, health, also the issue of police. What stands out the most for you in this report?
All of it. you know, we took a look at the state of race by number, so it's really a statistical feature. And I don't think that there are any numbers that aren't shocking or jarring. It's one of those things where in your heart you have the feeling and the sense and you're just like, oh, you know, it feels like the playing ground is a level. And then you see the numbers. You see it say that, you know, 53% of blacks were detained under New York stop and frisk practice from January to June. You know, you see the fact that, you know, since Obama's been in office, we've only gained one additional congressional seat, we being with people, you know, black people. So things are not getting better in the leaps and bounds that folks would like to sometimes say that we are and that it's so post-racial. But at the same time, the average 2013, because this was the most recent statistic, household income for blacks was $34,598 versus the white community. Their average household is $58,270. It's almost a
$20,000
difference.
Sybil, Roland, Mitzi, I think right now is the perfect time to have this report come out because of the Eric Garner, because of Ferguson. Everybody's paying attention to race like I have never seen before since, the Civil Rights Movement.
Right. I agree.
Strangers are coming up to me and saying, well, what do you think about this?
Having the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Having the conversation.
Initiating
in the strangest places.
Yeah. They want to talk.
I'm in the men's room. I'm in the men's room, and this guy wants to talk about Eric Garner.
As long as he wants to talk and not shake on it. But that's
well, here's the uncomfortable truth about Eric Garner. That is such a deep statement. You know, after Ferguson, after Mike Brown, you were like, okay, well, if we get the body cameras, we're going to be okay. Because mm-hmm. once we have the video, that's it. It'll be, you know, things will be fair. And you can't deny what you can see. But with the Eric Garner case, it almost feels like, oh, okay, so it doesn't even matter if we all see it with right. our own eyes. Decisions are going to be made based on how people feel regardless.
But, you know, Mitzi, and to Tom's point, I did Dr. Phil's show yesterday. I think it's going to air Friday.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I said then is that because of the Mike Brown case, because of these other cases, mm-hmm. not only are we talking about police brutality, but we're talking about the issue with warrants there in terms of the police turning into a revenue source. And we're dealing with forfeiture. So just like Trayvon mm-hmm. Martin led to discussion about staying your ground, these issues have opened up broader issues of race and inequity in this country.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
it is more than, and it's unfortunate to say this, but it's become so much more than two dead men. It's become about the way we look at each other, the way our neighbors, it's the way neighbors deal with one another, because people are not just feeling uncomfortable and voicing their unhappiness. They're looking at people that aren't saying anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You
it's
know?
The quiet that you're
right.
looking
the
at.
Right. The silence equals consent almost, it feels like, unfortunately. And that's making us reevaluate.
One of the things in this report also, they talk about the average net worth for blacks being about $6,500 compared to whites for $91,000, which dovetails with this Silicon Valley initiative Reverend Jackson has been leading, talking about, look, creating opportunities, open up opportunities to the Microsoft
serious.
And Apples. Absolutely.
You know, we're huge consumers. Who doesn't have the new iPhone or isn't trying to get it?
Which is something Mr. Johnson and Tom Joyner have been talking about for years now.
Well, so. That's why we included Tom. We had very few experts weigh in because we wanted it to really be about the number. But Tom was one of the few that we went to speak about the importance of passing along and creating generational wealth. Yes, yeah. It is important to leave something behind because one generation, one person can't catch up. You have to bring others along behind you. And, Tom, you know, I think you've done an amazing job
of
that.
Thank you.
Folks, the December issue of Ebony, their State of Race in America report, Mitzi Miller. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Tell Linda I said hello. And Roland's commentary is brought to you by TV One.